Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with a 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for June 16th, 2020. This is our snapshot, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. In May 2020, Microsoft released its latest significant update for Windows 10. As an unfortunate side effect, though, of the May 2020 Windows 10 update, some users have reported notable issues with the Google Chrome browser. Following an update to Windows 10's May 2020 version, some users across Reddit and Google's own help forums have noted that the browser has stopped syncing and reverts to a signed out state upon reboot of their devices. This doesn't seem to affect bookmarks, but it would affect the data you back up to your Google account for the sake of syncing to smartphones and other computers. Further, and perhaps most annoyingly, the issue also deletes cookies off the machine. With that, websites treat the Chrome browser as a fresh install, asking users to sign in every time they reboot their machine. Google has actually been aware of these issues with Chrome since before the Windows 10 May update was released. A Chromium bug report from April details Google's knowledge of the problem, and a full 2 months later, the company is still investigating this problem. If you are a Chrome user on Windows 10, though, it's probably best to avoid the May update version 2004 until things get patched up. You can do so by going to Settings, Update and Security, and Pause Updates. There, you may pause any Windows 10 updates for up to 35 days. In our case, we really hope that it means Google has patched this up before July 2nd. The 11 weeks of Android kicked off today with the people and identity videos and blog posts. In addition to highlighting conversation features, Google detailed what it's doing to simplify the password process for Android apps with a feature called OneTap. The video starts by recapping how signing can be a challenge from not knowing whether Google or Facebook was used to forgetting passwords for email-based accounts. However, Google believes there are still two key challenges around developer complexity and not knowing what solution to implement. While end users might not use any of the offerings due to trust or not wanting to set up what they see as another service, Google is addressing both of these challenges with OneTap. Upon opening an app for the first time, users will be prompted to sign up with Google, where a secure token-based passwordless account will be created. If you cast your mind back, this was announced for the web way back in 2017. The UI explains what information users are sharing, lists their Google account, and has a big continue as a button option. Users can still enter their own password with OneTap able to save it. On future sign-ins, they'll be asked to choose an account. Both the Google-backed login and credentials from Android Autofill, Smart Lock, and Chrome will appear in the bottom sheet. The second part of Google's effort focuses on improving the device upgrade experience of having to sign in every app when getting a new phone. Block Store is a secure end-to-end encrypted credential storage solution for developers where tokens, instead of plain text usernames and passwords, are saved. The token is encrypted and stored locally on a device and can be backed up to the cloud if permitted by users. That means when setting up a new device, either via the cloud or device-to-device restore, Block Store will retrieve the token with no sign-in screen necessary. Google plans to launch an early access program by the end of this quarter. Meanwhile, OneTap will support Block Store token removal by the end of this year. OneTap and Block Store will be part of a unified Google Identity Services library for Android that will eventually replace Google Sign-In and Smart Lock for passwords. The Google Wallpapers app is pre-installed on all Pixel devices, but also available for all Android devices via the Play Store. On occasion, new background categories are added, with Google yesterday adding a new wallpaper collection celebrating Pride. Appearing after the My Photos section on whatever Pixel-specific preloads, there is now a Pride category. There are 9 wallpapers in total, with fun titles like Dazzling Unicorn and Cloud9. All are very colourful and take on a material, paper-like quality to them, just like Keep Looking is already available on the Pixel Wallpapers app. The Pride collection should appear the next time you open the app or launch from the home screen. While Google updated the Art, Earth and several other groupings in 2018 with new images, the last additions were made the year before with seascapes and solid colours. During the Android 11 developer preview, Google experimented with a redesigned interface for the picker, but then reverted to the current implementation. The new Pride Google wallpapers come as the company announced a $1.2 million donation to over 70 LGBTQ+ organisations worldwide. It's also providing an additional $1.2 million for the Trevor project. Google is planning to launch a new Nest-branded smart speaker, sources familiar with the matter tell us here at 9to5 Google. The device will look unassuming and familiar. We're told it will fit in nicely with the fabric-based design language of the Nest Mini, Nest Hub, and still not renamed Google Home Max. We're told the device, codenamed Prince, well, after Prince the artist, is displayless and in a similar vein to the Sonos One. That would mean larger speaker drivers, a noticeable bump from the original Google Home, which features a high excursion speaker with 2-inch driver. That would put the sound capabilities of this device somewhere between that of the original Google Home and the Google Home Max, the latter of which features 2 woofers and 2 tweeters. On the software side of things, we're told the device will feature the usual Google Assistant that powers the company's other smart speaker products. We're not aware of any unique software capabilities, but it would be wise to assume it will build on the existing functionality found on other hardware. Features like stereo speaker pairing, originally shown off with its sibling the Google Home Max, will likely appear here too. We're not sure what the final marketing name for the Nest branded home will be, nor when it will launch. With the seeming delay of the Pixel 4a, it's possible Google won't ship new hardware products until the fall. As for price, we speculate this new speaker will be higher in price than the original Google Home, but will be lower in price than the Home Max. If you remember, the original Google Home launched way back in 2016 alongside the first Google Pixel, Chromecast Ultra, the Daydream VR headset, and Google Wi-Fi. The following year, Google built upon the original design with a more fabric-based look for the then Home Mini and Home Max, leaving behind the customizability of the original replaceable covers on the Google Home. Products Google plans to launch in 2020 also include the budget-friendly Pixel 4a smartphone, the not quite so high-end Pixel 5, a Nest or Chromecast dongle codenamed Sabrina with Android TV installed, and probably more. Pixel Buds, of course, now in the rearview mirror. And finally, despite being more or less essential for those with a Fitbit fitness tracker, the companion Android app has only just surpassed 50 million downloads on the Google Play Store. Considering the popularity of Fitbit hardware globally, it seems like a pretty low figure, particularly in Western markets, with over 16 million units sold in 2019 alone. With that in mind, it's still quite surprising we're only seeing the app hit that 50 million download mark just now. Granted, many people may simply use their fitness tracker or band without connecting to the smartphones, especially elderly users. There may also be a heavy bias towards iOS, although that said, we're not entirely sure why that is the case. With COVID-19 lockdowns seeing gyms and other sports essentially paused until further notice, we're sure that many have sought out a fitness tracker to guilt trip them into staying active. That said, we've also seen other devices, such as the immensely popular Xiaomi Mi Band series, develop and compete directly with the cheapest Fitbit bands, thanks to aggressively low pricing. The companion Mi Fit app does offer a ton of similar tracking options and extra data, and maybe that has affected downloads of Fitbit apps as people switch to cheaper alternatives. However, the Fitbit app has reached that 50 million download milestone over the weekend, which is still an impressive install figure for just about any app out there. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.